y'all better tune in. Y'all better tune in, tell a friend that the Playboy comedy Mr. Trey Love is in. It is 3 o'clock p.m. Friday, January 30th, 2015. Yo, I am so excited to be here today. Today we're going to have a special guest calling in. She's a friend of mine, and she's my private attorney. Her name is Atria Clark. She's going to be discussing with us slander. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, slander. For those of you who have been keeping in touch with me on Facebook, my Facebook page, I'm using my real legal name, Lewis, that's L-O-U-I-S-S-M-I-T-H, showing that I have nothing to hide. I am an open book. I have no criminal background. I don't steal. I've never been in jail for nothing except a couple of traffic tickets, and then I did. Anyway, I ain't never really been in no serious trouble. So we're going to go on and leave it at that. So I'm going to have her call in and kind of give us some help today on slander, because lately my name has been slandered by a person who I thought was a friend of mine, not because of the person he was, but because of the position he is in. You know how you go to church and you look at a pastor and you think to yourself, my pastor isn't this type of person. My pastor isn't that type of person. I know for a fact that my pastor wouldn't do this to me because that's my pastor. I'm going to read the definition of slang. Slander, I'm sorry. And then from there, I'm going to go ahead and play a little music, and when I come back, we're going to discuss some things going on in the news, such as Marion Suge Knight being arrested for murder. Some people are saying finally. Some people are saying good. No one's really saying, like, dang, man, Suge, you know. Hey, we're going to discuss it, man. I have nothing for against Suge. I love Suge. I think he's a great example of what a music mogul can be. You know, his personal life and whatever he goes into. I'm not here to slander the brother's name because I don't know him. I wasn't there for anything he's accused of. So, therefore, all I know is it's on the news and it's something we're going to discuss. Please feel free to call in 323-861-2317 and tune in live on the internet, blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. Please tune in. Slander, as a noun, the action or crime of making a false spoken statement damaging to a person's reputation. Let me read that one more time, and this is for my friend. You know, he knows exactly who he is, my friend, who was by my bedside during my heart surgery. Oh, so woe is me and had my back. I want you to listen to this, my friend. The action or crime of making a false statement damaging to a person's reputation. Oh, we will be discussing some more things later, because I cannot wait to share with all the people that want to know what he said about me. I'm going to make sure that everyone is made abreast and aware of the things he said about me. And also, I'm going to make sure that I follow up with legal actions on this person for, hold on, the action or crime of making a false spoken statement damaging to a person's reputation. That's as a noun, not as a verb. Here it is, making false and damaging statements about someone. They were accused of slandering the head of state. Synonyms, defame someone's character, blacken someone's name, tell lies about, speak ill, evil, sully someone's reputation, libel, smear, cast aspersions on, spread scandal about, besmirch, boy, they got white words in here, besmirch, tarnish, taint. Oh, man, it's going to go down in a minute, man. We're going to be discussing this, y'all. It's going to really, really go down today because there are some things that have been said about my name. I'm an actor, comedian, y'all. Everybody know I'm a member of the most illustrious fraternity in the world, on the planet, the Masons. I love what I do. I love it to the fullest. I mean, I'm a Christian. I'm a Muslim. I'm whoever I need to be at that time. You understand what I'm saying? In order to survive, and if you got some knowledge for me and it's godly and it's spiritual and it's uplifting, I want it, and I'm going to take it. I mean, I'm going to accept it. But what I will not accept is trusting someone and then for you to go behind my back and slander my name. And then you have people saying, oh, why don't he just let it go? Well, here's my thing to you, the people that are saying that. Why don't I let it go? What if he was slandering your name? Because guess what? He probably was. I'm going to get into that a little later, but before we continue, y'all, we're going to have a little fun. I hope y'all ready to get rocked. Here it is.
I'm going to rock her. L.A., Vegas, connect, baby.
I'm a rocker.
shame. It's all or nothing for everybody. Get up, get down, and on the party. Drink Bacardi, let's get naughty. Big fun, coast to coast, L.A. shawty. ATL, M.I.A. Can't forget Chi-Town, baby. Anyway, this beat is sick. Grab a chick, take her pick. If she's sexy, give her it.
It.
Order a shot for honey chow. Meanwhile, I take a drink, then I think. Do the telly, rub my belly. Put your number in my celly. Grab a hand, say let's go. Cause you know I got a show. You gave me some, but I won't hold. Make your body shake and quiver. Good loving, I deliver. Are you freaky? I got mirror. Can I make it any clearer? Bring your sexy over here to see my friend, but I ain't with her. Don't you worry, you just hurry. Got a max so I can bear it. Me into you, that's how I do. In a few, I pursue, I think they love you.
Damn.
Just a thought, maybe fact, maybe fiction. Right now, I'm on a mission, like a fighter with bad intentions. Did I mention? It doesn't matter, your wish is my goal. I will shock your soul, but hard like a revolver. In bed, the problem solver, like a crackhead, I'm a rocker.
Take it home, baby.
When I see you in the club, popping bottles from Trey Love, and you say you know what's up, baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rocker. That's my sugar honey iced tea right there, y'all. Give it up for me. I got my own intro rap songs. I'm telling you, I'm doing it B.I.G. to the best of my ability. Tune in, tell a friend to Playboy Comedy. Mr. Trey Love is in. You are welcome to log on to blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife or feel free to call in 310-861-2317 and come to us live with your questions. I'm going to make a couple announcements, y'all, and let you know what's going on in the world today. And then from there, we're going to get right down to our subject and discuss the topic of today, which is slander. I must read this definition because, you know, that's the beauty of Google, of having things right in your hand. You can go right to it, to your smartphone, to your iPad, and you can look things up. This person who I'm discussing, who shall remain nameless because I even am going to be smart enough not to slander the slanderer's name, but the people that know me know exactly who this ill-willed person is, player. I'm going to call him my friend. Slander, the action or crime of making a false spoken statement damaging to a person's reputation. That's the noun. The verb slander, make false and damaging statements about someone. They were accused of slandering the head of state. Synonymous, defame a person's character, blacken someone's name, tell lies about, speak ill, evil, or sully of someone's reputation, libel, smear, cast aspirations, on, spread scandal about, besmirch, that's the white words. I can't wait to get our lawyer on and tell us what that means. Tarnish, taint. Those are a few of the words synonymous with the word slander. We're going to get into that in a minute, but first I want to give you all some updates on what's going on. Make sure if you don't have your tickets yet, you get your tickets for Fun Night, y'all. Fun Night is going to be at St. Anthony's Grand Lodge, y'all. That is my particular lodge. I am Worshipful Master over there. Metropolitan Lodge, we're going to have Brothers of Hollywood getting down, man. Make sure you get your tickets and come out. Tickets only $5. It's only $5 at the door, and we're selling wings and french fries for $3.50. I'm telling you, listen, man, it's the place to be. We're going to have dominoes going. We're going to have spades going. We're going to have bizwood going. We're going to have checkers. I think somebody brings some chess in there. We're going to have a DJ. The music going to be live. It's going to be off the chain. We also are blessed to have brothers coming in all the way from San Francisco to get down with us, man. So come through and enjoy yourself. That's Fun Night at St. Anthony's Grand Lodge. The address is 4126 South Figueroa Street. That's 4126 South Figueroa Street. I'm looking forward to seeing y'all. Okay, that's one event. The next event that I'm hosting, see y'all, I'm hosting so many events, I got to go through my thing and make sure I know exactly where I'm at. That's the first event. The second event that I'm going to be doing, make sure you all get tickets to this one, tickets in advance. It's going to be a Valentine's Day dinner and champagne toast comedy performing at the Ambassador Club. And it's with King Solomon's Lodge number 10. Let me give you all the address. So this is all for my Altadena, Pasadena folks. The address there is 2540 North Fair Oaks Lane, Altadena, California, 91001. It's going down, man. I'm telling you, we're going to be partying up in there. And last but not least, again, on the following day, which is Valentine's Day. So make sure you bring your boo. $10 a ticket, man. Wings and fries special that night, too. 8:30 p.m. is the showtime on the 13th. 8:30 p.m. is the showtime on Valentine's Day as well. Doors open at 7 o'clock. So make sure you get in where you can fit in. And Valentine's Day dinner, February 14th, ladies and gentlemen, will be at St. Anthony's Grand Lodge. That's right there on 4126 West Figueroa Street. Again, come through and hang out with your boy. So tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy is in. Now that I got all that out the way, I'm going to go ahead and bring my lawyer on. She's dedicated. She's busy. She's handling cases. She's the home of Malayam, a Handsome Life Radio. So I'm going to bring her in so she can kind of give us some insight on this thing called slander. First, I'm just going to let her talk about it. And then from there, we're going to discuss with her specifically what you can do if you feel that slander has been committed in your name. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome to the forum Ms. Attorney Atiria Clark. Atiria, what's happening with you, darling? How are you today?
Hi, Trevor. How are you?
Oh, I'm amazing, high and mighty. Can't complain. What's going on in your world these days, mama?
I'm just same old, same old. I'm trying to get clients to work these cases. You know, the same old, same old. It's very good to hear you back on the radio show, and very glad to be back on here.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back on myself because you saw me in the hospital after that heart surgery. I wasn't back on nothing then, was I? I was sitting up in that wheelchair crying about my life. But, you know, God is good, and he had a different plan for me. So, you know, I'm back on what I'm doing. And, you know, I'm back with a vengeance, too, man. That's what a lot of people don't know. When I say I'm back, I'm not just back. I'm back with a vengeance. I'm back to, because God, I feel like he gave me a whole nother life to live. You know what I'm saying? To be able to bounce back from what I bounced back from, you know, to be here, just even sitting here on the radio, you know, doing my podcast to all the listeners. I just want to say thank you to everybody for listening. And I also want to thank the people that were sincere in their prayers, such as yourself, Shantae Gibson, Don Whitaker, Yo-Yo Sister, Tyree Sister, to all my celebrity friends, Vincent Ward, Jerry Alex Smith. I mean, all the people that were really there for me and really sincerely, truly were there for me. I want to thank all y'all because I'm back. And like I said, I'm back with a vengeance. Now, Atiria, today I am discussing, I'm inviting you to the panel for you and I to talk about slander. I want to read the definition of slander, and then I want to get your take on it. And from there, we're going to go to music, and then I'm going to come back and explain to you some detailed situations that happened to myself. And from there, we can go ahead, you can go ahead and share with my audience what you can do under these circumstances. In Webster's Dictionary, slander as law means the action or crime of making a false spoken statement damaging to a person's reputation. That's the noun. Now, as a verb, it's making false and damaging statements about someone. how do you feel as a lawyer, especially as a lawyer, if someone were to per se slander your name, how would you go about handling it? First of all, how would you feel about it personally, and then how would you go about handling it?
First of all, how would I feel about it? I probably feel as most people would. I would be very devastated if I knew someone was making false statements about me, particularly because I try to live my life with integrity and always try to do the right thing. So I would truly be damaged if someone was going around spreading false statements about me or what I do or my life. That would be very traumatic, and I would be deeply hurt by it. The second part, I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
No, I was saying, and what would you do about it? If you found out slander was going on in your name, how would you go about handling it?
Well, legally-wise, I would have to first assess if any physical or actual damages resulted from this person making false statements about me or telling other people fraudulent information that puts me in a bad light, because legally a big part of a defamation of character action, and actually slander is one branch of a cause of action called defamation of character, and then libel is the other part of that cause of action. Like you said, slander happens when someone speaks, makes an oral statement about you or your family or something that is derogatory towards you that they communicate orally. Whereas libel is a writing where someone has made statements that are false or unprivileged by a writing and put it on for publication. So both of those causes of action require that you suffer actual damages, and damages can be measured by loss of reputation, loss of income, loss of goodwill, things like that. Emotional damage, just depending on the extent of the slander, you might also have a cause of action for intentional infliction of emotional distress or things like that.
Whoa, this is real. My friend who slandered me, I know you're listening, and I hope you paid attention to everything this young lady just said. Emotional damage, loss of goodwill, defamation of character. She lives with integrity, as do I, and here it is, you're out. Slandering my name. Ateria, we're going to go to break real quick. We're going to play a little song, get the people in a happy mood, and then we're going to come back and we're going to continue. But I'm definitely going to share with you the details of what's been going on in my life. Ladies and gentlemen, oh, that's so funny. Y'all got to forgive me. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy, Mr. Trey Love is in, blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. 310. I'm sorry. I've been giving out the wrong number. 310-861-2317. Y'all call in, man. We about to get it on. We talking about slander today, and it's something I don't need. Here's Jamie Foxx, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have someone very special here this evening. Who's going to perform for us?
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx.
I got money. You got plenty to show. And that's funny. Because I've seen him before. You want to hold my hand. You want to hold my dough. You got love for sale.
Oh,
like a glass of hot water in the desert, baby. Like a snow machine on the North Pole, sure.
Better tune in and tell a friend that the playboy of comedy, Mr. Trey Love, is in. blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. Feel free to call in 310-861-2317. That's the call-in number to call in and give your opinion on this matter. Or you can just listen to myself and my friend and attorney, Ms. Ateria Clark, discuss this situation. I got to keep reading this definition over and over again because I don't think some people get an understanding of why I'm pressing so hard against this illustrious grand person for the things that he has said about me to people that is, listen, the noun is the action or crime, because it's a crime. That's what it say right here. Now, the action or crime of making a false spoken statement damaging to a person's reputation. The verb make false and damaging statements about someone. They were accused of slandering the head of state, defame someone's character, blacken someone's name, tell lies about, speak ill, evil, or sully of someone's reputation, libel, smear, cast aspersions on, spread scandal about, besmirch, I swear to God, y'all got to see this word, B-E-S-M-I-R-C-H, tarnish, taint. Those are definitions that go with slander. Before we bring our attorney back on, we want to talk about a couple of subjects, and we definitely want to get her input on this. As you all know, last night at midnight, no, you all may not know, some of you may not, last night around midnight, Marion Suge Knight turned himself into the police. He's being accused of murder. He ran over, I can't think of the gentleman's last name, but his first name is Terry. I'll make sure I look it up and have it for you prior to the end of this show. But I know the gentleman's first name was Terry, and the young man that was in the movie Training Day, y'all see I ain't did none of my research. I'm just doing my show. This is the Trey Love Show. This Handsome Life Radio, so I do it how I want to do it. You understand what I'm saying? I'm live from the Sugar Shack. I done put the babies to sleep to be able to deliver this podcast to y'all, so I need y'all to be patient with me. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm here. But like I said, Marion Suge Knight, man. Marion Suge Knight. How you a killer with a name like Marion? Ain't that funny? I don't know. Let me hush, because I don't need the black demons to be coming to my house. I'm like, yeah, you got something to say about Suge? No, actually, I don't. I'm a comedian, and I was playing. I love Suge Knight. I think he's an awesome man. I think he honestly is a pillar of the community, and for the things that he's accomplished, most of us haven't accomplished, and most of us won't accomplish. So I got nothing but love and respect. I want to make sure that's documented. Y'all want to document something, document that I said I respect Suge Knight. I'm just saying, how you a gangster and your mama named you Marion? You know what I'm saying? Imagine it going down. Like, yeah, dog. Yeah, what? Don't make me go get my homeboy. I'm going to get my boy. Who's your boy? Marion, dog. Marion. Marion going to come through and shut this thing down. Y'all don't understand. Like, say me, my name is Lewis. What kind of gangster could I be with a name like Lewis? What you going to do? Man, I'm going to get my homeboy. Who you going to get? Boy, wait till I come back with Lewis. That's not very intimidating. So we're going to talk to Ateria about marrying Suge Knight because he says it's an accident. Other people say it's on purpose. So with her being an attorney, let's get her take on how she would handle the situation. We want to welcome back to the panel Ms. Attorney Ateria Clark. Ateria,
hello.
I know you heard everything.
Hello.
Yeah, I know you heard everything I was talking about.
Yes, about Suge Knight? Yes, that was so shocking. Yes.
Okay, if you were his attorney, let me ask you a question. If you were his attorney, how would you attack the situation? Because, again, none of us, people such as myself, even you being his attorney, myself watching it on the news, I wasn't there. Suge saying it was an accident. He was riding off trying to defend himself. I don't think anyone has a video of it, so there is no proof of actually what happened. But say you were hired to be his attorney, I want to get both perspectives. Say you were hired to defend him, and say you were hired as a prosecutor. But first, as a defending attorney, how would you attack this case?
Well, first, I would probably need to get all of the facts that are on the table and the information that the police have, that my client has, and that the other people in the area had to assess, you know, what was going to happen, what potentially might happen, and what the options are. I believe he had turned himself in today, and I believe his bond is set at $2 million, so he'll probably have to post about $200,000. And then I would just tell him that he needs to, you know, communicate with me and remain silent. We talked to the district attorney, and, you know, basically it's a matter of hearing what the witnesses have to say, hearing what evidence is in place, and taking it from there. I mean, I hear that it was his friend that he ran over, so it sounds like that could be an accidental situation. I mean, he has a strong case for saying that that's an accidental situation, because unless he had a motive to run over his friend, that should absolve him. The problem is going to be that it was a hit and run, and, you know, that's a felony, so he would have to contend with that situation. That's going to be a definite situation that he's going to have to contend with. But just not knowing all the facts and details surrounding what specifically happened, it's hard to say how I could present a defense for him until I had that information.
Right, right. Hold on one second. Where you are, is it storming outside? Because I thought it was Afghanistan for a minute. We don't get this in L.A. Is it thundering where you are?
No, but it was raining. It was raining.
Oh,
earlier.
Okay. Well, it's rumping and stomping out there. I was like, what the hell going on? Is it Afghanistan? Y'all know I live over here in little Armenia, so I'd be a little nervous sometimes. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, I'd be a little nervous sometimes when I heard that thunder and lightning. I was like, is it going down outside? But yeah, that's one subject. And you know what I figured too, after I found out the situation and then even listening to you, ain't it ironic? And I know the listeners are listening again. Suge just got shot. I don't know how long ago it was, maybe a month, 2 months, 6 months, whatever. But he got shot about 6 times. He survived that. He got shot before somewhere. He survived that. And now he going to jail. They done put him in jail. He done did time in prison. Now he locked up on a murder charge. And listening to you, it's about to be beat. So Suge still going to be walking the streets. I swear to God. I tell people. I joke about it. I say, is it just me, or is Suge, like, really, seriously, the living, walking, physical Tony Soprano? Because, I mean, you can't touch him, dog. I swear to God. Suge is like a Teflon Don. He can't be touched. Because even listening to this, he getting all out the car in his sweatsuit, like, yeah, I'm good, walking in with his attorney, no handcuffs, his attorney shaking the police hand. I was like, this dude is, like, the realest. You know what I'm saying? Because if that was me, I know they'd have me handcuffed by the shackled up orange on. Like, yeah, you know, I just want to say I'm sorry. I ain't mean to do it. But this Suge, baby. It's Suge.
Right.
We all want to be like Suge. Just walk around, yeah, Negro and what. All right, something else we got to talk about. I know you keep up with the news. You're an attorney. Did you see out there somewhere that it's this school? I can't think of where it is. You know, I don't do my research. But this is things I'd be finding out watching the news. And from now on, y'all, I'm going to do my research. But these teachers is having sex with these students.
Oh, my God, yes.
I am appalled. The women is having the grown
crazy.
Grown female students are having sex with these young 16, 17-year-old boys. And my thing is, why I'm pissed off and I'm really upset and angry about this, it's bothering me, is that where the hell was these teachers when I was in school? You understand what I'm saying? And that's
right.
What really irks me, you know, because I had a couple of teachers. I mean, I'm telling you, don't get me wrong, I ain't going to tell all my business, but I did have a teacher that I had hemmed up one day in a corner. It was just me and her, and she was like, "Lewis, stop." And I was like, "Oh." But that's as far as it went. She didn't fall to my advances, but I did hem me a teacher up, y'all. I was about 15. That was back in the day. I ain't going to tell the school I was going to or nothing because I don't want to slander nobody's name. Let me stop. But you know what? That lady probably did by now. She was old in, but she was fine. You hear me? Woo! She was fine. I hemmed her up. I ain't going to tell no details. But, yeah, like, boy, when I was in school, I wish they had the teachers that followed through. Amen. Okay, so let's talk to our attorney about how we feel about that. What do you think should happen to these? Well, you know the law, so explain to my listeners what will probably end up happening with these teachers that, first of all, are accused. But, no, you know what we got to talk about first? We're going to go back to that. Now, say you were prosecuting Suge. How would you handle that? And then we're going to go back to the students. How would you prosecute Suge if you were put on the prosecuting team?
I tend to be a defense attorney, so I can't really.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
From the angle of being a prosecutor, I mean, I just know that, you know, the prosecution is going to go hard in the paint, and they are going to charge you with as much as they can charge you with, and they're going to get the evidence that they can to get against you, and they're going to go hard in the paint. And especially with him having priors, I'm sure they're gonna try to make it a big to do. But
wow.
Again, I mean, if it was his friend and it was an accident, I don't know what happened that led to the situation. From what I hear, there was an altercation, and I guess he was trying to get away from some people, or something happened. I don't know. But I mean, you know, the defense is it was an accident. It wasn't intentional. I mean, for murder. The first-degree murder, you have to show intent. So, you know, if it was accidental, that negates the intent. And, I mean,
right.
We've seen from the Zimmerman and Wilson cases how the self-defense argument comes into play, but I don't know if that's the situation in that case, in this particular case with Suge Knight. But yeah, the prosecution is probably going to – I was surprised, actually, that his bond was not as – well, that he has received a bond and that is – wasn't significantly high. I guess $2 million is pretty much the bond that they issue for a sketchy murder case, but some, you know, people who are, are charged with murder don't get a bond, so.
Yeah, that's what I was told, because I was
going
to get somebody one time, and then my bondsman told me you don't get no bail for murder, and when he told me that, I changed my mind, because at least I could get a bond. At least if I do something real bad, at least I could get me a bond and go ahead and bond out and figure myself out. But when my boy, who was a bail bond, say, "Hey, you don't get no bond on murder," I said, "Huh? Okay." Well, you know, I became very forgiving at that point, because I need a bond. I need to at least be able to, you know, get a few people together that can get, you know, $300-$400. And see, that's what I'm thinking, $300-$400, like $200,000. I'd be in jail forever if the bond was $200,000. I would never, because I don't know. Let me see. I got a few friends, but $200,000. But see, check it out. Suge could do that. That's why I respect Suge. He's a walking Tony Soprano. I'm telling you, people don't understand. Suge Knight is a walking Tony Soprano. He's gonna live to be 163 years old, and at his funeral, all the Italians is gonna be there. The gangsters from Jamaica gonna be there. Y'all, Suge, Marion, it's been a nice life, man. You know, Snoop gonna be there. Posse Dutchie, let me stop. I'm a comedian. Tell Suge I got none but respect for him, because I know he's going to be out tonight, and we are friends as far as I'm concerned. You know, Cat Williams, my boy, so by way of Cat, you know, much love, Suge. So, talked about Marion. Sex with these doggone students, these teachers having sex with these young students. And let's discuss that. Please help me out with that. What's going to happen to them? Either way, just run it down.
I'm just saying, I'm just saying, I don't know if these teachers know what kind of parents try like that, or whether these parents are not making it clear that if you do some crap like that to my child, oh my goodness, I don't know. I don't know. The criminal justice system, it comes down hard on sex offenders, especially in California, and you know, they don't play, especially if the children are very young and that person is in a position of influence and power over that student. I think in some of the cases there was some 16-year-old boys, but then I think recently there was a 12-year-old. So she's potentially looking at 27 years in prison for molesting a child. I mean, sex crimes are a very complicated area, and each case turns on the facts of the case and the age of the child. But, yes, having sexual relations with a person under the age of 18 is statutory rape. So,
right.
I mean, if you do it, it's pretty much a done deal. You have no defense or no excuse that will help you in a statutory rape case. But, yeah, I haven't seen too many cases where it's a woman on a little boy. But
right.
The cases where
that's
I've seen the men, you know, messing with the children, I've seen
right.
sentences of up to 26 years, you know, they don't play in California.
Well, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to come from a very biased point of view. I know it's biased. I know would seem, my opinion that I'm going to give, I know it's going to seem biased. I know it's going to seem like it's a two-way street. But, hey, Tupac had a saying, I was given this world, I didn't make it. The rules were set in certain ways the way God created them to be. And this is coming from just a personal place. With my little girls, it's as simple as the fact that I will accept a no bond for my little girls, period, point blank. You touch my little girls, my little girls, I don't give a damn about no bond. I will check, talk about turning yourself in, I'll throw away the keys myself. Somebody touch my little girls. It ain't no game when it comes to my little girls. You will be dealt with accordingly. And I mean, you will be dealt with swiftly. And then as soon as I get through dealing with you, I'm going to the police station and say, yes, this is what I did to named person for doing this to my daughters. Now, you know, I done ate and everything, and, you know, I did some freaky things with my wife. I'm ready to go on in here, you know, and do whatever it is I need to do. I'm good. Because if you touch my girls, it's going to be hell and hot water to pay. Now, on the other hand, now that I got that out the way, now I have to come from the biased point. The biased point is being a male. Like I said, I was given this world. I didn't make it. These are the rules that came from just, to me, I don't know what it is, the character of life. I know how men are. I'm a man. I know how we think. I know how we feel. And everybody's different. In every case, is different. But I would say on a general basis, any boy that's over the age of 15 and has sex with a woman, no matter what her age, my personal opinion, even though I know because of the age they keep it equal between men and women, but I'm here to say specifically, any male that's 15 or above and has sex with any woman of any age, and this is just my opinion, be it right, be it wrong, I'm telling you how I feel about it. If there are any charges against that woman, it would have to be explained to me that the young man was violated in whatever kind of way, because there's some freaky women out there that might do some things to you to scare the hell out you. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? But consensual sex with a 15-year-old young man and a woman of any age, in my opinion, shouldn't be considered any type of rape. That, and like I said, this is my opinion. I'm not giving a broad opinion of, oh, this is how it is. It's an opinion, and I know everybody would say, oh, that's wrong, this and that. I understand that, but for the males out there that are real and don't want to lie and sit back and hide behind some fake curtain and remember being 15 years old, you know, I just picked that age for a reason. At that age, you know, you pretty much got some hair under your arms, you know, you got a mustache, you know, you're moving around pretty good. Things pretty much seem to be able to work real nice, and there's also a urge and an appetite and a young male that's that age, and I'm gonna say it. How can you say no to a grown woman that's advancing you? And if you're a 15-year-old
question.
Man.
Question.
Huh?
Question.
What up?
Would you promote that same kind of rule for your 15-year-old daughter?
Hell no. I just said
no.
that. I just said that though.
Being,
I just said that there were rules. I just said that. Before I started it, I said straight up, my daughter's is totally different. And I said that. I admit, I'm chauvinistic. I call it what you want.
You
I apologize.
Want a 40-year-old woman trying to get with your 15-year-old son?
That would be his damn
you would
business.
Be okay with that?
Yes, I would. Yes, I would. As long as she ain't doing nothing to physically hurt him, yes, he can. I would be like, boy, you better get her from around here. Y'all better go get a room or something. Yes, I would.
Yep.
And I'm not saying I would promote it. But I am honest. See, the thing is, what I love about being a comedian is I can be honest. I can be honest as a comedian, and people can have their opinions, and I'm not going to sit and lie and say that with my daughters. Hell no. They're girls. You understand? There's a certain sanctity and a certain spirituality. That's a female, you know? No, I would not condone a 40-year-old man messing with my 15-year-old daughter. But on the flip side, which I know my woman would be like, oh, see, you so 280, this and that. Yeah, I know y'all would get mad, but it's my personal opinion, and I'm entitled to that. A 15-year-old boy and a 40-year-old woman works just fine for me.
You are definitely entitled, and there are other people who agree with you, because I've heard that there's a push to get legislation to reduce the age of consent to, like, 15 or 16. I don't know if it's going to work both ways, but
no.
I mean, some countries, they 13 is the age of consent, but I think if it's going to be
Mary had Jesus when she was 14. So what does that tell you? So God himself was, I'm saying, God himself made love to Mary to give her Jesus.
Why
when
is
she
it
was
okay
14?
For, why is, would it be okay for your son and not for your daughter, though?
You're saying why?
Other than your
my personal opinion?
Right.
It's my opinion. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I don't even have to defend my opinion. It's my opinion. That's how I feel.
No, of course.
That's how I feel. So, I mean, when you say, like, why wouldn't I feel that way? I mean, girls, females, and it's not just my daughters. When I use that, I'm using that across the board. And see, you know what? Men and women are naturally different. That's why I'm glad Steve Harvey wrote that book, Think Like a Man, Act Like a Woman. You know what I mean? Because men and women, we think different. I'm going to ask you, and I want to get your perspective as a female. If you had a son or a daughter, you're telling me that if your 15-year-old son went out and got with an older woman and you knew about it and he was like, Mom, I'm good. Like, I'm having the time of my life. This lady is doing things to me and I'm enjoying and loving it, that you would try to pursue it and get that woman in trouble?
What if my daughter came to me and said the same thing, though? I mean, what's
okay.
to say that 16-year-old girl is not going to enjoy a relationship with a 40-year-old man? I mean, it's just
I asked you how you would handle it with your son. Because I'm going to tell you something, and I did put this on my mother, and I do apologize, God rest her soul. And the police told my mother, he said, this young man is not going to press charges on this woman. They're dating. And unless I was to stand up and say, we're having sex, But if I was to say, yeah, I'm loving it, I don't want to stop having sex with this woman, what can they do to that woman? They can't do nothing to that woman. Now, on the other hand,
they did something
females,
to that one lady who was with a young guy, the 14-year-old.
And then she got out and they got married. And she got out and they got married. I know exactly the one you're talking about. She got out of jail and then they got married. Yep. Sure
right.
Did. So, again, it being a male, and I'm not condoning it, but these are the rules that I didn't make. These are the rules that came with time. See, women, girls are emotional. I could not imagine my 15-year-old girl, female child, being with a man of that age without feeling some type of disgust, without feeling abused. You know what I mean? Women have different feelings from men. So a 15-year-old boy will find pleasure, joy. You know, yo, man, dang, I had this woman. He's sitting there looking himself all in the mirror. I mean, been there, done that. So, you know, I know what it feels like to have the enjoyment, be a young man, and have the enjoyment of an older woman. It's really a coming-of-age kind of thing for men. For women, it should be, and this, again, is my opinion, it should be a lot more subtle, a lot more loved. I would hope that my daughters, as they become women, when they start to have their sexual experiences, I would hope and pray. It's none of my business to a degree, but I would hope and pray that as they become women, they will find the right person to be in a relationship with, to have a consensual
beautiful experience for their sexual experiences growing up, because it's natural. That's another thing, too. People need to get off the fact to realize that just because it's your child, because it's your daddy, because it's your daughter, because it's your son, that your son and your daughter has a penis and your son and your daughter has a vagina. You know what I mean? That they have the same thing that everyone else has, and everybody on this planet walking around except a few weirdos over 20 is fucking. And that's pretty much it. You know what I'm saying? Whether people want to admit it or not, married or not, divorced or not, in committed relationships or not, they fucking. They can sit here and try to act like, oh, I never, and I wouldn't dare. That's bullshit. You're fucking. So let's get down to the get down, you know what I mean, the nitty-gritty of what things really are. Let's not lie to each other. That's one thing I don't want to do, and that's why I'm glad that I'm able to do my own podcast, because I can express my opinion, and then I also can get opinions of others, such as yourself, which I need, like, and enjoy. Okay, we got a couple more things to talk about. I'm going to play a little more music, and then from there, we're going to get back to we're going to wrap up this slander case, because I got to tell you what happened with me real quick. So, everybody, we're going to go ahead and kick some Trey Love. This goes out to everybody, Valentine's Day, man. You know, and I want to send this song out to a special lady. Special, special lady. You know who you are. SS Junior. She know who she is, y'all. Here it is.
I need a girl.
A boy needs a girl. Kick it forever.
And give me good and plenty. That means all don't stall, cause a pimpin' will never fall. Baby, slow it down so I love can grow. I form a gigolo. I can't let my heart show. Will I put a ring on it? You'll never know. The shell to my rock, the shooter my sock, the bullets in my Glock. Oh my God, what she did to my cock. I like when we talk, we share souls. You decided to stay, cause you was good as gold. More than a one, you became a need. Any urge you got, I gotta feed. You thought enough of me to bear my seed. More than a lady, you having my baby. Haters come incorrect, they feel my 380. Tested, tried, and true. For the love of me and for the love of you, I do what I gotta do to keep us tight, to keep us right. I hump all day and I hump all night, and if it goes down, I'll put up a fight. Look you in your eyes and say I do. Have your girls on the side like, look at you. Straight loving good, I keep them coming to be with me. It takes a whole lot of woman.
Y'all better tune in and tell a friend that the Playboy comedy Mr. Trey Love is in. You are live on blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. 310-861-2317 is the call-in number. Today's show has just been amazing, man. I want to just thank my special guest. We got one more situation that we want to go over with her, but before we do, I just want to thank her again for giving us her time, taking the time out of her busy schedule to call in and, you know, just drop knowledge on us, you know, from a legal standpoint on not just what we discussed slander today, but a few situations, you know, just things going on. And if you need to reach her, I'm going to have her give you her information and put it out there, so that way to the folks out there that need lawyers and stuff like that, you know, you can reach her, because she's good at what she does. But I want to read this definition one more time, and then I want to explain to the family a situation that I'm in, and then I'm going to get a Terry's perspective on how I should handle this situation. I have to read this definition one more time. Slander. The noun. This is law. The action or crime of making a damaging to a person's reputation. Two, as a verb, make false and damaging statement about someone. Y'all got to forgive me for a second. I am Daddy Daycare, so I'm going to play a little music because my baby say she need me, and I got him locked in the room. This is not child abuse. I'm just doing my podcast, but let me play a little music and straighten out my kids, and I'll be right back.
One last time, I need y'all to brawl. the hell are you waiting for? After me, there should be no more. So for one last time, nigga, make some noise. Who you know fresher than whole? Riddle me that. The rest of y'all know where I'm lurking at. Can't none of y'all mirror me back. You hear me rap, it's like Angie rapping his prime. I'm Young H.O., rap race is dead. Back to take over the globe, now break bread. I'm in Boeing Jet, Global Express. Out the country, but the blueberry still connect. On the low, but the yacht got a triple deck. But when you young, what the fuck you expect? Yep, yep. Grand opening, grand closing. Goddamn your manhole, crack the can open again. Who you gonna find open at hand with no pen? Just draw inspiration. Who you gonna see? You can't replace them. Cheap imitation from these generations. I get an encore. Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn ball. So for one last time, I need y'all to brawl.
What the hell are you waiting for?
Look what you made me do. Look what I made for you. Knew if I pay my dues, how will they pay you? When you first come in the game, they try to play you. Then you drop a couple of hits. Look how they wait for you. From Marcy to Madison Square, so the only thing that matters is just a matter of years. As fate would have it, J status appears to be at an all-time high. Perfect time to say goodbye. When I come back like George, we're in the 4-5.
It ain't to play games with you. What's up, y'all? Tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy's in. Look, y'all, I'm at live from the Sugar Shack. I'm Daddy Daycare. I have to take care of my kids and everything, so y'all forgive me. I had to do what I had to do and play y'all a little jigger. But y'all, I know y'all enjoyed it. We're going to get back. I want to discuss my personal situation and some things that happened, and then from there, I want to get my lawyer's opinion on it. And then from there, y'all, we got to let her go because we're going to wrap the show up. And shout out to all the people that are going to be coming out to fun night at St. Anthony's Grand Lodge, 4126 West Figueroa. Y'all come hang out, man. It's going down. Also, Valentine's, the Friday before Valentine's Day, Friday 13th, is going right down. It's going down at Ambassador's Club, Valentine's Day dinner and comedy show, February 13th. That's going to be at 2540 Fair Oaks, Altadena, California, 91001. And don't forget Valentine's Day, y'all. Valentine's Day, the day for lovers. We're going to have a Valentine's Day dinner and champagne toast. Champagne life we live in, y'all, with Trey Love. That's going to be at St. Anthony's Grand Lodge. 4126 West Figueroa Street. Now, my personal situation is this. I had a publicist who was a good publicist. You know, she, just like me, she's up and coming. She got it going. You know, she was doing her thing. You know what I mean? Spicy young lady, you know, and we were friends. We developed a friendship. And again, I saw what she was doing and I was like, hey, you know, I'd let you be my publicist because she, you know, spicy, got that thing going. Long story short, I'm going to call him a brother who I respected and saw as a brother, had some high positions in my organization. So I thought, you know, this man had integrity. In order to get in the places he got, he must have integrity. So I'm going to respect him as such. And I'm going to, you know, open up to him and allow him to experience and live the riches of this handsome life I'm living with me as my friend, you know. Come to find out that while I'm in the hospital in a coma, while he was by my bedside, he was leaving my bedside telling my friend that she couldn't come see me because my woman was mad. It was all kind of women by my bedside. She got my phone. All these women calling my phone. I'd be messing around on her. I shouldn't be doing her like that. She's a good girl. She don't know why I'm doing it. He don't know why I'm doing this to her. Told a woman I was broke. I didn't have no money. He done paid my bills. And then come to find out, I've left that particular sect. But see, the organization I'm a member of is in my heart. It's been in my family for 5 generations. So you're not going to stop me from doing something I love. So I left. And then people are telling me this man is slandering my name, telling them that I owe them money, that I stole from this place and that place, and, you know, just all kind of things that hurt me. And again, what it is, let me read this definition, because this is what I want my attorney to listen to after I've explained to her, because I've told her details. I won't put details out there publicly, especially this person's name, on public podcast. But the people that know, slander, the action or crime of making a false spoken statement damaging a person's reputation. Verb, make false and damaging statements about someone. Defame someone's character, blacken someone's name, tell lies about, speak ill, evil, or sully of someone's reputation, libel, smear, cast aspersions on, spread scandal about, besmirch, tarnish, and taint. This has been done to me. And for the people that know me, my reputation and my record is clean all the way through and through. Raised at Pride of Killeen, Lodge number 620, Texas jurisdiction, Prince Hall Mason, December 10th, 1994, and been romping and stomping as a Mason ever since. So I make myself known to people. That's why I put my legal name out there, because I want people to understand I don't have nothing to hide. My reputation speaks for itself. And someone that I trusted, who was by my bedside during my open heart surgery, has now begun to spread lies and falsehoods on me. And again, even the publicist that I had, I introduced them. And when she told me all of this, I fired her because of what he told me about her. So not only did he deframe my character, he deframed hers as well. So let's get my attorney's opinion on this. And then from there, we got Tony Muhammad on the line, and we want to let him get in and put some in on this as well. So, Atiria, how would you handle a situation such as mine?
Well, you know, the first thing you have to do is start gathering up your evidence, get the people that he announced this information to. Was it multiple people, or was it just one person?
No, it was multiple people.
Oh, that's right. You said stood up in front of everybody.
Yeah, right. In front of everybody. Then, multiple people.
Right. And then you would need to assess your damages as far as your loss of property, business, trade, profession, or occupation, your loss to your reputation, any expenses that you have to pay as a result of that person's slander, the shame and mortification or hurt feelings that you suffer from knowing that this person has gone around to other people and has caused you these problems, that turn on your ability to show the actual damages you suffer. So that would be the first step, is in assessing the damages that you suffered and then going from there. And also, once you establish those damages, you can also seek punitive damages against the defendant for punishment purposes, so that they don't continue to do the same thing, you know, again in the future. So with the defamation of character action, you also can seek those punitive damages, which usually are 3 times the amount of the actual damages that you can show.
And I know that he specifically is listening to this show. And I want to say to you, my brother, I still love you as a brother, but as a man and as a human being, I lost all respect for you. To sit up and say that I'm cheating on my wife, to say that I'm broke, to tell people I stole money from them. What kind of human being are you? I have Tony Muhammad on the line, y'all. We're going to get a few words from him, and then we're going to go ahead and end the show. I want to welcome to the panel everybody, one of my favorite people in the world, my Masonic brother, Knights Templar, Noble, Mr. Tony Muhammad. Tony, how you doing today? Welcome to the panel.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome, brother. I appreciate the offer. And in hearing what you said, bro, that's kind of discouraging to be carried on, you know, because as a Mason, we're supposed to carry ourselves a certain way. But you know what? Everybody is not deserving. And it's not for me to cast judgment on what has taken place, but listening to what you have just put out and how you feel, you know, it's kind of sad.
You know?
No, it's not kind of sad. It is sad.
Yep.
It's real sad, you know. However, you know, you're going to get through this, and I know that you're on another journey right now, and you're doing well, and that's what it's really all about, continuing to push forward. And whatever happened, it happened. You're going to deal with that, and you're going to continue to move forward. You're going to continue to grow. And that's what it's really all about.
Yeah.
And from one brother to another, you know, anything you need on this end, I'm going to support you. I believe in what you do. And I can appreciate what you do, because we need more of this.
Well, Tony, definitely. I want to thank you very much. And I hate the fact that you called in on the end, but guess what? To the listeners that's listening, he will be back next week, because we are doing a part 2 to the show we did last Friday, which was on the Willie Lynch syndrome and how we need to really knock off this thing we're doing as black people. So to everybody out there that's listening to my podcast, I want to thank you for your time today. Again, Tony, I want to thank you for calling in and blessing myself and my listeners with your voice and with your presence. Everybody, I hope you had a good time today. I hope the show was informative. And y'all, just know this, no matter what I do, I'm going to be fighting a good fight. That's till the day I rest. You understand me? God, thank you for everything. Thank you for blessing me with this handsome and wonderful life. And thank you to all the people that continue to keep me lifted up in prayer. Know that I love you all. And even to the ones who defame me, I love you too. Y'all, I'm out of here. This Trey Love.
Keeping money on me like a paycheck. It's on my latex. Say she want a kid, I tell her stay. Stay with 2 new checks, stay tech. More money, more problems, but I'm not stressing. Yo,
fuck them